Chapter 3. The Effects of a Warmer World. Heat waves, droughts, floods and storms. Heat waves, droughts, floods and storms are all extreme weather. A heat wave is very hot weather for many days. And a drought is very little rain for a long time. Extreme weather can cause huge damage to buildings and roads, and to people and animals. The damage caused by extreme weather can cost billions of pounds, and many people can lose their lives. In 2016, there was an extreme heat wave in India. The country had its highest ever temperature at 51 degrees Celsius, and many people died. In Europe, in 2003, there was a summer heat wave that killed tens of thousands of people. Most of these people were old, because very hot weather can cause more problems for older people. In Australia, there have been many large fires over the last few years. In the Australian summer, the land and the plants growing on the land can get very dry. It is then easy for a fire to start and to become very large very quickly. These fires badly damage people's homes and other buildings, and many people lose their lives in the fires. Since the year 2000, parts of the UK have had floods again and again, and these floods have caused huge amounts of damage. In 2010, there were extreme floods in Pakistan. These floods had a terrible effect on 20 million people in the country. Many people lost their lives, and even more people lost their homes. It takes a huge amount of time and money to help people after damaging weather like this. All over the world, we are seeing patterns of extreme weather. Many places are having their highest ever temperatures, and other places are having more rain than ever before. The effects of this extreme weather are very dangerous for all the living things in our world. The number of heat waves, droughts, floods and storms we are seeing is increasing in many places. Extreme weather is now becoming normal for many people. There has always been extreme weather, but studies show that climate change has increased the risk of extreme weather. A warmer world increases the risk of Europe having a big heat wave, for example. Studies on the floods in the UK show that the risk of extremely heavy rain is greater because of climate change, and this has made the risk of floods in this part of the world higher. One reason for this is because a warmer atmosphere can hold more water, so the rain is heavier and the risk of floods is greater. The effects on people and where they live. Climate change can also have an effect on our food and water, and on our health. All over the world, we grow food on farms. Much of the food we buy at supermarkets starts its life in a field or on a farm. But the food we grow needs the weather to be just right. Not too hot, not too cold, not too wet, and not too dry. Droughts and floods have a very damaging effect on how much food we can grow. When fields become too wet or too dry, plants cannot grow. This can increase the price of food, and then poor people cannot buy it. These people then have to go hungry. Some plants may grow better in a different climate, but scientists think that the effects of climate change will make it much harder to grow enough food for everyone. Droughts cause plants to die. Climate change may also have an effect on the amount of water that we have, and many places may not have the water they need. Across South Asia and China, water for drinking and farming comes from large rivers. The water in these rivers comes from rain and snow, and from ice melting high up in the Himalayan mountains. Climate change can have an effect on all of these things. This means lower amounts of water in the rivers and lower amounts of water for people to drink and use. Climate change and extreme weather can also have a damaging effect on our health. More people could catch some diseases in a warmer world. Dirtier air can also damage the health of all living things. The many effects of climate change can make people feel worried about their lives and their families. When people do not have the food and water they need, it can cause problems between groups of people and communities. Sometimes people move from their homes to try to find a better place to live or to find enough food and water. The effects on animals. Climate change is causing problems for many of the animals that live on the Earth. Changes in temperature, the seasons, spring, summer, autumn and winter, and the amount of food and water animals can find all make life much more difficult for animals in different parts of the world. When changes to the climate are slow, animals can find ways to live with the changes. But when changes to the climate happen very quickly, it is much more difficult for animals to do this. The climate change we are seeing right now is happening very quickly, and it is damaging for many of the living things on Earth. At the same time, animals are losing their habitats, the places they live. People cut down trees to build towns and cities and to grow food in fields. All of these things take habitats away from animals. Together, climate change and losing habitats make life very difficult for the animals of this world. We may see some animals become extinct in the future because of climate change. Many animals already have problems, and there are very low numbers of some animals in today's world. More climate change may mean that these animals become extinct, and we never see them again. Many people already know about the polar bear and the problems it now has in its habitat, the Arctic. The Arctic ice is melting. This makes catching seals to eat very difficult for polar bears, because they walk on the ice to do this. Polar bears are not the only animals at risk from the warming of the Earth. All over the world, there are other animals that could become extinct because of climate change. Many others will find life much more difficult. Many of Australia's animals have lost their habitats because of climate change. These animals include the yellow-footed rock wallaby, the golden-shouldered parrot, and Lumholtz's tree kangaroo. Many of our medicines and all the plants and animals we use for food come from the natural world. In the future, we may not have the large numbers of different animals and plants that we see on Earth today. This will make the world a poorer and sadder place for the people living on Earth in the future. Lumholtz's tree kangaroo. Golden-shouldered parrot. Yellow-footed rock wallaby. The effects on companies and communities. Some companies and communities are already seeing the bad effects of climate change and extreme weather. People buy insurance to protect their homes if something bad happens. But it is going to become more difficult for these companies to give insurance against floods, for example. When floods happen more often, the cost of insurance increases. Insurance companies will find it more and more difficult to protect these homes because it costs so much money. Food and water companies are also seeing the effects of droughts, floods, and other extreme weather, and these effects are increasing. In 2011, there was an extreme drought in Texas, in the United States of America. Many farms could not grow food or grass for cows because there was no rain. The farmers lost billions of dollars because they had no food to sell. Other companies make electricity using the water moving in rivers. But when there are lower amounts of water in these rivers, they cannot make the electricity they need. This has been a big problem for many communities in Brazil. All of these things can make the price of insurance, food, water, and energy go up. Doing nothing to stop climate change now may make prices higher for companies and for people in the future. Many companies are now trying to stop climate change and the warming of the Earth. They are trying to find ways that the world can grow and develop without putting more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Together, companies are working towards a future that makes money but does not damage the Earth. Finding ways to live in our warmer world and to stop the temperature increasing could mean more jobs and a better future for communities. Floods make insurance prices go up.